Unit 9. Sports and Fitness. Reading 1. Athletes into creatine. Creatine, increasingly popular on the sports scene today, is sold as a nutritional supplement and is therefore not subject to rules established for controlling performance-enhancing drugs like steroids or growth hormones. Creatine is used by professional and amateur athletes alike, and many high school and middle school athletes are beginning to take it. Sales for creatine now reach over $400 million per year in the U.S. alone, and it is easily purchased in health food stores or from various websites on the internet. Creatine, a natural chemical produced in the body, is also consumed in small amounts when eating meat or fish. According to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, a healthy person requires only 2 grams of creatine per day, half of which is produced in the body by the liver, kidneys, and pancreas. However, by taking creatine supplements, intake may be as much as 20 grams per day. Creatine supplements are designed to enhance athletic performance by increasing the energy available to muscles during exercise. By taking creatine supplements, athletes do not tire quickly and are, as a result, able to train for longer periods of time with quick results. Thus, advertisers claim creatine helps athletes develop real muscle growth by allowing for longer workouts. Creatine was first introduced to Olympic athletes as a dietary supplement to maximize muscle energy output. It was credited in part with the success of British athletes at the 1992 Barcelona Games. Currently, athletes regularly taking creatine include 75% of the players on the Denver Broncos and more than half of all U.S. Major League Baseball players. Perhaps the most high-profile supporter of creatine supplements is professional baseball player Mark McGwire, who hit a record-breaking 70 home runs in 1998. However, a group of medical experts released findings from their own study of creatine, which indicate the supplement may not provide all the benefits advertised. Dr. Ronald Terjung, head of the study, explained, "Mark McGwire's breaking the home run hitting record was absolutely remarkable, but I can't imagine it had anything to do with the creatine supplements he was on. Doctors involved in the study hope their research will clear up some of the confusion surrounding creatine and its benefits." According to their findings, an individual only benefits from the extra energy boost provided by creatine during short, high-intensity exercises. As one doctor explained, creatine creates an energy reserve that is important in transitions from rest to exercise, especially very intense, explosive exercise. For example, consider an athlete running the 200-meter dash. If the athlete were to run the same race 4 or 5 times with only a few seconds of rest between races, the effects of creatine would certainly be noticeable. During the 3rd or 4th race, the athlete would notice increased energy, allowing for better performance. But as the researchers point out, those conditions are not typical of most athletic events, and certainly not in the case of most workouts for amateur athletes or weekend athletes. Creatine is also credited with building muscle mass, a claim not supported by the research. Rather, according to the study, a side effect which occurs 2 or 3 days after first taking supplements is an increase of water retention in muscles. However, because the muscles appear larger due to water retention, the athlete assumes he or she has bulked up from working out. This is not necessarily negative. "They look like performers, so they feel like performers," said one doctor from the study. "This may cause athletes to train harder, through which they build real strength. Thus, creatine use may generate a placebo effect." Due to the lack of research available regarding possible negative side effects for young athletes, doctors in the study suggest that athletes under the age of 16 should not take creatine supplements. In a few cases, adults with weak kidneys have suffered serious problems related to excessive creatine intake also. Creatine is not regulated by the FDA, nor have the long-term effects of continued creatine use been studied.